Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/EarnYourLeisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EarnYourLeisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
So let's talk about, a lot of times people will say like, well, you know, by the time you guys talk about a stock, it's already at its all-time high and it's already cap. Too late. It's already too late to invest in it. But if you want to take some more risk, let's talk about one big name company that's not at its all-time high, that's actually dropped pretty drastically. Mm-hmm. Tesla. So Tesla's 52-week high was $299. And it's hovering around $188 right now. It's down $60 this year, year to date. Yep. Down $60. Mm-hmm. Its 52-week low was $152, so it's not too low from its 52-week, not too high from 52-week low. Tesla's stock is of interest because some people look at it like, you know, he just came out and said, Elon just came out and talked about EV competition coming from China. Yep. And how if no regulation and government support is done, they're going to just go crazy. So some people might look at Tesla's stock as an opportunity because it's down, right? It's $100 lower than its 52-week high. So it's like, okay, 40% off of its high. This is an opportunity to buy. And then some people might look at it like Tesla's best days are behind them. And in the best case scenario, they'll probably move sideways. Worst case scenario, they might just continue to go down for a while, right? And Elon Musk is extremely erratic in his behavior.
Your prediction has come true about him being the Kanye West of tech.
For sure. For sure. So what is your opinion as far as Tesla's stock is concerned?
Both things can be true. So they could have the best days behind them, but it can also be a great investment opportunity Full disclosure, I've been an investor in Tesla forever. It's a pick and stock club. But remember last year, I was saying you can't have a luxury brand and then discount it like it's a Payless shoe.
Mm-hmm.
That's come to bite them in the ass. If a car is over 60 grand, they are classified as a luxury vehicle. The used cars are selling 40%. And most people, if you bought from 2019 on, you are underwater. You got to put the cocaine down. Got to pick some new management up. Starlink, of course, is a darling company that he has that is probably three times better than Tesla. But we're seeing an issue of him even saying, well, I won't invest this technology or AI into Tesla unless I have control and interest. Well, you shouldn't have bought that dead, dying ass bird of a media company. I propose if the stock continues to run this way over the next year, the Tesla needs a new CEO. I think he should remain on the board. He may need his Steve Jobs moment where he goes off and works on another project and focus solely into Starlink. But if you look at the margins are being compressed, I don't agree with the analyst saying that the stock could drop to 85. I would like to pick it up at $135. I would go heavy in there. But the stock has not performed well. Hedge funds are not in favor of it. You also have to remember that him and Biden don't have the best relationship. I thought it was interesting that Amazon decided to go with Rivian instead of Tesla, and you're the market leader. So he's pissed in Kanye West fashion. He's upset a few people over these last 4 years. And as people have less discretionary income, and let's be honest, that Tesla does not look better than Mercedes, BMW. It does not look better than a lot of GMs. The Highlander, there's nine cars I can name that look better than that Tesla. Everyone has that large iPad screen now. What are you going to do? He has not delivered on our Cybertruck, even though Kanye West looked cool when he hopped out of it. I think they need a shakeup in management. I think he should remain chairman, but I think they need a visionary CEO like a Satya, like a Jensen, that will focus solely on the business to drive Tesla higher. But I still like the stock, but we just need new management.
Do you believe in him as a CEO? I think that let's start there, right? If you mentioned all these things, and obviously we think of, I don't think anyone's saying that Tesla won't be here long term, but do you believe in him as the CEO of the company?
I think he's one of the greatest entrepreneur minds we've ever had, but he's not focused. Let me ask you guys a question.
Yeah.
Would you let him run Earn Your Leisure right now? That's telling, ain't it?
Well, I preface it because it's interesting, right? Like, is this you preferenced Steve Jobs, but I feel like 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, there was this moment for Mark Zuckerberg, and there's a moment, right, where there's doubt around your company.
Yep.
You're in front of Congress every other week. You make this decision about an industry that people aren't really sure of, that you don't really have any ownership over, right? The metaverse. You're putting $50 billion in. People are watching mistake after mistake, apparently, right, from this view. You're losing leadership. Sheryl Sandberg leaves. We're seeing all these things, and then there becomes that moment of doubt. And what happens? What's the response? How will you respond? And Meta has, from that moment, we've seen his leadership change. We saw them correct some of the mistakes, and we've seen it bounce back. Is this that Meta moment for Tesla? Are we at that point?
Here's the difference. Even in my critique of Facebook, and then they changed the name to Meta, I never once said that Zuckerberg was not a great executive. And no one on earth has ever questioned his focus. Now, the deployment of capital into Metaverse, was that a mistake? Yes. Outside of that, in terms of media, he turned Instagram into the United States living room. There was never a question about his focus or even leadership capabilities. I don't hear Zuckerberg's commentary on those geopolitical issues. And for those of you who don't know, we'll talk about it with Vince McMahon later. Because there's a game inside of a game, especially when you're dealing with a cerebral assassin like Hunter. But when Elon started commenting on those affairs overseas, and I won't name which countries, that's when the tide turned. And they already knew he was doing party powder in office, allegedly. But now all of a sudden it comes out. You have to be careful who you offend Rashad, I remember that time you called me like, hey, old boy said this. And as a result, it tore down his empire. You can't upset and talk crazy to everyone and think that you're going to continue to have allies. We've seen this in succession. So I think the difference is, while Elon is probably a smarter entrepreneur, he has less focus. Zuckerberg made a mistake maybe for a quarter or two to deploy all that capital into the metaverse. He adjusted. They did layoffs. The company went up. Listen, Zuckerberg got on an earnings call and said, expect all of 2024 sales to be down and first quarter 25. Zuckerberg came out swinging for the adjustment in the metaverse. That's the difference. That's the difference. And Zuck only focuses on running that one spaceship, even though they may have WhatsApp underneath and Instagram and Facebook. They have all those media properties. He's solely focused on that. Elon has too many companies, too many kids, too many side pieces. Then he want to go on a media run. Then you want to selectively promote Dogecoin. Like, I need to see linear focus, especially in times like now. I need a CEO who's lasered in.
Yeah, but I mean, that's part of the transparency, right? Like, that honesty that Zuckerberg displayed obviously has helped. I think when I listened to the call from the earnings, he's telling you 2024, it's going to be down for us. We're going to take a hit for a few months because of some of the things that you just mentioned. The outside factors, but internally, right? When we're talking about the sales of the EVs, when we're talking about the competition that's coming in from the international standpoint inside of this space, that key going from luxury brand to now figuring out how do we make this thing accessible to all people, all those things play into it. I just wonder if that's this moment, but we'll see. We'll see.
Also, too, at best, profit margin is 11%. Also, the difference between Meta and Tesla is being in the media business, but like a digital infrastructure, the margins were a hell of a lot higher, so you can dig yourself out of a hole faster. Like, all companies that have very thin razor margins, like, we can talk about traditional media later and how tech has eaten the lunch. Let me ask you guys a question. If they paid $5 billion for Raw, Rashad, back to your point, what is the rights to the Super Bowl on Netflix worth?
That's a big bag.
Raw gets 2.2 live viewers per week for Raw, maximum. Shout out Tony Khan, shout out to Omos, shout out to Bobby Lashley, Cena, cool. What is the NFL rights worth? So while traditional media, razor thin margins, you don't trust most of the broadcasters, tech has come in and eaten their lunch. That wouldn't be able to be done if the margins were a little bit better and the leadership was there. I'm really big on preventing the entire house from catching on fire when I see a grease fire. We have a grease fire right here at Tesla. Zuckerberg put theirs out last year. They rebounded incredibly well. But outside of Elon, and they do have good management, but who do you hear that would run the company that would do a great job or is providing a great vision for the product lineup or product roadmap for the next 3 or 4 years? We don't see it. We don't see it. Elon, come on the show. I would love to have you. I have some questions for you. So, and I still think he's one of the greatest entrepreneurs of our time, but entrepreneurs need focus.
So would you invest in Tesla or no?
Yeah, I've been in Tesla for...
No, I'm saying right now as a...
Oh,
as
if it got to 135, I would definitely touch it. I wouldn't buy it right now. I don't think it'll fall to that 85 price that a couple analysts were saying, but at 135, I love it.
You're buying a stock there.
Oh, yeah. I'm buying confidently at 135.
Yeah, I mean...
You think it'll get to 135?
I've learned in 2024 just to say anything is possible. I'm going to give y'all less clips this year. I give out, I'm going to give you myself.
It's traded at 188 today. And like that's, when we look at these things, I always like to put the context around it. And so for the year, starting this year, obviously it's only been 29 days in the year. It's down 24%. But if you look at it year to date, if you look at it over the past year, it's up 12%.
Yep.
Right from January 29th of 2023 to January 29th of 2024, it's up 12%. Yes, it's having obviously we saw what happened over the past this month, but if you've been in it long term, yeah, you're still
you
doing
should be
well.
Good.
Yeah, also, 5 years over 5 years, it's up 800%.
Yeah, you're good if you're in long term.
Yeah,
two things that I have to factor in: February, the last 2 weeks are usually the worst months for the first quarter. because all the new capital from the hedge funds are being deployed into March. So we could see a drag a little bit lower. And if they hadn't lowered those prices on the cars, I wouldn't have as much concern because the margins would be there. But when cars used to be $70,000, now they're selling for $44,200 or some, like there's some Teslas on Hertz right now. We ain't talked about them in a while for $29,000.
Oh, the used market.
I'm like, what? How you not keep? Imagine if you paid all that money without the upgrades and then you see it on Hertz for $22,000. And then the charger market still isn't as big as it should be. So I think this is a thing that can be corrected for sure. Long term, they're fine. But I need to see strong or at least a plan for this is the plan to dig us out of this hole and give some stability to the stock and we'll be A-OK.
Yeah.
All right. OK. All right, switching gears. So
Rashad, I'm trusting y'all. I'm trying to do better this year.
Yeah, but that part, just the last piece of it, just real quick, like that's part of the infrastructure bill, right? Part of it was making sure that EV stations are put out throughout the country, more of them. Obviously, you would think that the leader in that space would benefit from it. So, well, I mean, interesting to watch. Make sure you pay attention to everything that's happening. They all they tie back together.
Absolutely.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.